KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies at 77 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Firefighters from Lewis responded to a call about the smell of smoke in a residence Sunday afternoon, according to Assistant Fire Chief Tim Pope. A call from 305 Grain Street came in at around 4:20 p.m. The occupants, who were gone for a time on vacation, had returned to the smell of smoke coming from an undetermined area. An investigation revealed that an attic fan in the garage had malfunctioned a day or two prior to their coming home and burned itself out. Roof sheeting and some trusses had been burned, according to Pope, and fiberglass insulation was charred. Pope said they were lucky the damage wasn't any worse. Firefighters removed debris from the attic. They were on the scene for about 45 minutes and no injuries were reported. Officials at the Atlantic Police Fire Department, guests, and the public got to welcome home an old friend Sunday afternoon. A 1936 Mack fire truck was giving a wedding ceremony and an official pushing-in ceremony, whereby members of the department soaked the front of the truck with a hose and pushed it into an open bay at the station. The truck was a gift to the department from New Hope, Minnesota resident Leon Brewer, who was had honored the vehicle for more than 21 years. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said of the welcoming home, "This is happening only as the incredible result of the generosity from Leon." The truck was the second motorized vehicle that had been purchased by the department in 1936 from a dealer in Omaha. It was shipped by rail and placed into service for many years. Former Fire Chief Steve Curtis performed many repairs and serviced the vehicle over the years it remained in Atlantic before it was sold in September of 1994 for $6,800 along with two other vehicles.
Leon came to Atlantic at that time, but prior to the selling, to look at it for his friend Roger, who's the one who ended up buying that one and the 47 Seagrave ladder truck. But unfortunately, Roger passed away with roughly a year or so later after that. And through the family, Leon came into possession of Grandpa Mack, as he likes to call it.
McNeese said Brewer accompanied the truck back to Atlantic for Sunday's event and brought with him stacks of papers featuring hand-drawn diagrams of parts, directions on how to repair it, and articles about the truck. Meticulous records were kept on the vehicle as well. And he said delivery of the truck couldn't be better timing because of a notable AFD anniversary.
Atlantic Fire Department celebrating this year 100 years of unified service. Obviously, we've been in existence since 1868, but there were also firefighting companies functioning at that same time. It was the Phoenix Hose Company, the Whitney Hose Company, Atlantic Hook and Ladder, along with the Atlantic Fire Department. In 1917, the city council officially recognized and combined them to the AFD as one unit. And we're celebrating that this year and kind of all year long, but especially at our parade this fall, as 100 years of combined service as a unit. Having this piece of equipment back in the fold and back in the parade, I think is just, the timing was there. There's a reason this all happened when it did. So we're glad to have it and welcome it back for the parade.
Mayor Dave Jones proclaimed Leon Brewer as an honorary citizen of Atlantic and presented him with a certificate of appreciation during the event. And Chief McNeese also presented Brewer with a plaque on behalf of the fire department.
The Atlantic Fire Department hereby recognizes Leon Brewer for his outstanding contribution to the department by receiving and caring for a part of our history, Grandpa Mack. The AFD appreciates the decades of dedication, devotion, and care and his generous gift of returning part of our history and the past to the AFD and the citizens of Atlantic.
Brewer said of the truck he will miss it from his property, but he's been assured that he has visitation rights anytime he wishes.
It's 300 miles down here, but I would gladly drive 300 miles to drive it again. So I've had a lot of fun with it, and I'm glad that it's back here in this fire department.
You can hear more from Leon Brewer tonight, or this during the Heartbeat Today program coming up this morning at 7:30 with Jim Field here on KJAN and on our mobile apps as well. And that program will be archived on our Heartbeat Today podcast page and under the Programs tab at KJAN.com. Well, a Red Oak man was arrested for disorderly conduct and public intoxication last night. Red Oak police say 25-year-old Nathan Allen Aldrich was taken into custody at around 8 p.m. and was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 bond. An investigation into several vehicles parked at the Plum Creek Spillway in Fremont County Sunday night resulted in one arrest. The sheriff's office says their deputies of the K-9 unit arrived in the area in the vicinity of 142nd Avenue and Plum Creek Road. The K-9 indicated to the presence of a controlled substance in a 2004 Jeep that was parked on the roadway in the area. During a search of the vehicle, deputies observed several items of drug paraphernalia. The driver, 18-year-old Daniel Stephen Kruger of Council Bluffs, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Kruger was later released on a $300 bond. In the funeral announcements, Melvin Joseph Book, age 94, of Erling, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Melvin Book will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Irma Schaaf, age 90, of Atlantic, died July 2nd at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Irma Schaaf will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gordon Ritter, age 77, of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Gordon Ritter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sarah Vanetta, age 19, of Elliott, died June 23rd. Funeral services for Sarah Vanetta will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of the Church of Christ in Griswold. Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. William Bill Lassen, age 95, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Funeral services for Bill Lassen are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Paul G. Christensen, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for Paul G. Christensen are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.